It's time for Conversations with the Mayor, is brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. We are joined now by Carrboro Mayor Barbara Fushi. Barbara, how's your week been?
Busy, like, you know, like most of them, but pretty good. Happy Friday.
Absolutely. I'm particularly excited about the Friday for some reason. Don't know why. like you, busy week.
So. Busy week.
We had a Carrboro Town Council meeting that was mostly budget focused. Any updates on trends you're seeing emerge in budget conversation?
Actually, not. We do have a new finance director that is working on his first budget this year. This was a very high-level summary, you know, to get the budget conversation started, just keeping in mind that our new town manager will come on May 6th and may be moving some pieces around and providing her own input and direction. But so far, so good. Department heads are getting their budget documents in to interim town manager Marie Parker, and things are just kind of going along the way that they're supposed to right now. It was a real high-level conversation. We asked a few questions, talked about our budget priorities from our last council retreat primarily.
All right. So budget season grinds on forward.
It grinds on. It grinds on. The town manager will present the budget mid to late May, probably about a month or so from now. There will be a public hearing, a chance for the public to weigh in on the town budget. And of course, we have to have it approved by July 1st by statute.
We're visiting with Carrboro Mayor Barbara Fushi. And one of the other things that I wanted to talk about is kind of jumping a little bit further ahead in the year, and that is the imminent completion of the 203 South Greensboro building. And what I'm particularly looking forward to is the opening of that branch of the library. So I wonder if we could just kind of talk about, as that gets closer, what that's going to mean for Carrboro, and kind of any other thoughts you have on, you know, that facility is going to mean a lot for Carrboro beyond just to being a library as well.
Yes, and I totally agree. And I'm just thinking about the location of the 203 project. It is at the corner of Greensboro Street and what is now Braxton Fushi Street. And so every time I ride through there, I just get really excited when I see that sign. And for me, with the 203 project, you know, just really hoping for it to be an economic driver for downtown, for one thing, getting more folks downtown, going to the library and the other various uses that will be in the building, I think could be very helpful to our local economy in town. And just grateful for the location. You know, it's in a walkable, bikeable part of the community. And can't wait till late summer when we open up.
Yeah, and it seems like one of those projects that once it's happened, you know, once it's been there for even 6 months, it's going to be like, I can't believe this wasn't here the whole time. It just seems like such a natural fit.
Yeah, it did take quite a bit to get there. It's my understanding, you know, this advocacy started long before I showed up on the town council, I believe somewhere like 25, 30 years ago. The Friends of the Library group have been very staunch advocates, you know, pushing, you know, the town council, hey, get this done, you know, we need it. And so here we are, and I'm just very excited for it to open.
Speaking with Carrboro Mayor Barbara Fushi.
Carrboro.
I I'm going to hear that from all sides.
No, you won't. You're okay. We understand.
I don't know. In any case, there are a couple other things that I wanted to mention. One is Carrboro recently joined with an intergovernmental climate group that the towns and the county are forming to address climate issues that kind of had been around before and then went away and is now coming back. I wonder if you could talk about both the decision to bring that back and pretty clearly articulated concerns about a potential lack of diversity on that group.
Sure. And so the model for the intergovernmental climate group, it's being modeled after the Intergovernmental Parks Work Group. The group will meet twice a year. This, of course, all started with the Orange County Commissioners. There was an Orange County, I believe the name of it was a Climate Council at some point, and the County Commissioners felt like it wasn't quite meeting the need or hitting the mark. And so it's been reborn and rebranded, and I continue to be concerned about the diversity within this group. We oftentimes talk about climate change and disproportionately impacting Black and brown communities. As I said that night at the meeting, knowing that going into it, you know, we have to have a seat at the table. I mean, that should be like one of the first thoughts to me. I don't believe in putting diversity at the tail end of anything. I think it needs to be thought about at the very beginning, lest it may be forgotten or people will say, oh, we just couldn't get anybody, you know, and so that just doesn't work here. But what I hope is that what I did say will resonate. And some, I think there are like 16 groups that will be represented, and that we will get some Black and brown representation within this group.
So one of the questions that I heard raised was why Carrboro didn't use their appointment to address a lack of diversity on the group. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if you could address that now.
Oh, sure. Not a problem. And so myself as the mayor, I already have a whole lot of meetings, you know, that I have to go to, and Councilmember Posada as well. We stand in the gap. Both of us stand in the gap quite a bit when we talk about representation in various groups. And so this is why neither one of us stepped up. It was just like, can we do one more meeting? I don't think so. And so we're just hoping that some of the other groups will step up and send Black and brown representatives, you know, to that particular group. This group is going to be more about information sharing about what is going on as it relates to climate change mitigation. I don't think it will be as much action oriented. Carrboro has its own climate action team. I know that's us. And I think Chapel Hill, I'm not sure. I think they're working on their plan, or let me not speak for Chapel Hill because I don't want Mayor Jess to jump on me. But I think I think they're also working, you know, on their own climate change plan. But I know Carrboro has a climate action team, you know, so we have active volunteers serving on that team, boots on the ground in the community. But I think the intergovernmental climate group, it'll be information sharing and just talking about, you know, various resources. That's what I think the primary goal is, according to the county commissioners. And I think the first meeting may set up in May.
And I think it's also worth kind of revisiting the idea that one of the criticisms was anytime you have a group that's just made up of government agencies, there's going to be voices left out.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. And so that was also, you know, a topic of discussion, because you have multiple groups in the area, you know, grassroots groups that are doing work around climate and environmental justice. I mean, all you need to do is go over to Rogers Road. You know, Minister Campbell, David Caldwell, you know, and the folks that live over there, I mean, and the history with the landfill and things of that nature. So I did talk to Chair Bedford about trying to pull in a couple of folks from the Rogers Road area. I mean, I can't think of a better place to get representation around this important topic. And so hopefully she'll hear me, and hopefully we'll be able to, you know, to get some representation from that area.
We got about 1 minute left with Carrboro Mayor Barbara Fushi. Anything, I know it's a busy time in the community right now, anything you want to shout out before we wrap up?
Shout out to the Flying Pierogi.
Yes,
brand new restaurant in South Greene. I just came from there before I came over here. Absolutely wonderful. Certainly a change as far as food choices in town. I encourage everyone to check it out. It's down in South Greene Shopping Center. Also wanted to remind folks about Earth Day at Town Commons in Carrboro Monday afternoon from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Please come out and celebrate climate and Mother Earth.
Barbara, thanks for making time, and have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks, dear. Bye-bye.